Hello, beautiful. Well, today we have the 7 quick and easy steps to use neuroplasticity and the Bible to change a thought. I'm excited to share this with you. See you inside. Hi, godly girlfriend. Welcome to the Heavenly Confidence Show. I'm Kim Reitzel, and are you ready to start to experience the peace and confidence Jesus gave to you as he sacrificed on the cross for us? Well, let's do it. Are fearful thoughts and worry making you panic and feel physically sick from the effects of anxiety? Well, I got you, godly girlfriend. It is not your fault. I felt the same way, and I got tired of being tricked, and I learned a thing or two that you're gonna wanna know. As a master certified neuro coach with a master's degree in clinical Christian counseling, I can help you, and I love to share and inspire you to be all God created you to be. I love to share it all sprinkled with some fun knowledge about improving the whole body, soul, and spirit. I'm looking for some godly girlfriends to learn how to take care of it all. We sprinkle in some wonderful health tips as well. So grab your Bible, drop your dumbbells, and freshen your lipstick, and let's have some fun learning about our Lord and how he made our bodies to work best in this fallen world. So let's get started. Well, hello. Welcome to the podcast. Well, today we're going to talk about neuroplasticity and how God created our brain to work. And as I sit here, I hope you don't hear the wind. It is really windy in Iowa today. And I just got back from town and the wind is crazy. You definitely don't want to wear a hat today in Iowa. And if you do, you better make sure it is tight and stuck on your head really good, or it's going to be off. I got something that I really want you to pay attention to. I really want you to stop for a minute and pay attention to the next sentence that I am going to say. Every emotion is rooted in the thought that produced it. Think of that for a minute. And, you know, I've also heard that through life, the only thing that ever controls an action is the emotion we think we're going to get after it. Now, wow, those are big statements, aren't they? So if you need a better emotion, exchange that to a godly thought of who he made you to be in Christ through Christ's salvation and the new man that you are. Have your thought line up with who you are simply because Christ made you new in his sacrifice. Don't focus on your old way of thinking, or should we say old habit of thinking that may have been automated and needs to be uprooted and replace it with a new thought that lines up with the truth of his good nature and promises provided rather than what you have programmed in your subconscious brain before you realized you had a choice to decide what you wanted to think so then it could be automated into your subconscious in a way that's going to make you have the emotions you want and the actions you want that then give you the results you want. So in scripture, it tells us that we can look at things a little bit different, and this is how we are to go about changing that. So do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. So that's the Amplified Bible's version of Romans 12:2. And I like using the Amplified Bible's versions to really dig into some of these things. So your emotions get to be made new. Now we need to get your thoughts updated and automated to reflect the truth of what will feed these good emotions. And as I've said before, that, you know, some thoughts we don't want to change because we know some things are just sad. We remember in the Bible, Jesus wept. So it isn't that we can't allow ourselves to experience things that we don't want to happen or things that happen that we wish hadn't, but it is definitely we get those lined up with what Scripture tells us in all situations that we can. So we know that Jesus, one of his names is the Prince of Peace. And I love that because even in his weeping, we can have peace. So I've often thought of and believe with all my might that death is an upgrade. We are getting all the things Jesus said we could have, and the Bible tells us we get when we die and go to heaven. So what thoughts can you have that can create peace in your situations? So in neuroscience, situations are described as neutral. They create emotions based on the thoughts you have about them. So we all have situations that happen in our life, and we get to choose what we're going to think in. Think about that. In our new created identity in Christ, situations are neutral as well, and we are always given the choice to feed them with Christ's peace by using his promises and his fruits of the Spirit to guide us. We still have a choice. God allows us to choose. It is becoming aware of that choice that is so important in both neuroscience and in faith. So here's a little story about raindrops on a window. And Sarah sighs, watching at the droplets racing down the glass. And she thinks, this rain is going to put a damper on my party, she thought, picturing sad faces of everybody that's coming to the party. But then her friend, Ben, notices the raindrops and he has a big smile come across his face about his party because he says, oh my goodness, this is perfect weather for staying in, he thought with a happy grin on his face. Board games and hot chocolate by the fire sound so good to me. And we can have a great time relaxing and having fun with each other. Same situation. The situation is neutral. It's rainy out and we're having a party. But a different choice of a thought about it. So this is how we can start noticing our thoughts and deciding that we actually get a choice. So here's another little quick story. You're heading to art class and you know you're looking forward to it. And Emily peers into an empty art studio. She's disappointed, and this whole feeling of disappointment washes over her head. And her thought before that was, no one is here to work with me. Maybe today's not going to be inspiring for me at all at art class. But Noah is going to that same empty room and he grins. The whole studio is mine. Now I can finally experiment with that new painting technique, he thinks. And excitement builds in his chest. So same situation, a different thought, allowing a different emotion. So let's look at how neuroplasticity works and how this works in our brain. When you have an unwanted thought, it's like repeatedly walking down a certain path in the park. This strengthens the connections between the neurons involved in that thought pattern. So now let's choose a new positive thought. So we notice that that thought is not working. So we're going to choose a better one. Now, for the good part, when you consciously choose a more positive thought to replace the unwanted one, it's like starting a whole new path in that park. The more you focus on this positive thought, the stronger the connection between those neurons gets. Which, that positive thought, unlike the negative thought, brings us a different emotion. So how we automate that positive path? The key is by making the positive thought automatic, it is always done with repetition. The more we choose to think of a positive way to think that thought, the more you practice the positive thought, the easier it becomes to your brain to default to it, which means to automate to it. So the more we decide to change that thought and make it positive, the more easily it becomes to just automatically happen. So by consciously choosing and practicing positive thoughts, you can literally rewire your God-created brain to be renewed and acting on godly truths. So what we focus on really does matter. Focusing on just noticing an emotion can help us to change it. And I like to always think of God's ways in knowing his nature, and like he is love, we know, and love is patient, kind, it doesn't envy, it doesn't boast, it's not proud, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. The other thing when we're choosing thoughts, not only can we use what love is to try to decide what thought in a moment easily can be changed to, we use all those things about what love is, but also the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. So the self-control part is what helps us to change a negative thought into a positive thought. And if we have been focusing on negative thoughts for a long time, it takes us a little bit of time. Matter of fact, neuroscience says it takes anywhere from 63 to 67 days of repeating these same things over and over again to basically create a new path in the park or create a new neutron to fire in our brain so it starts to automate it. And it's not really that difficult. It's really pretty easy. However, I do say some things that have strong emotional ties, like thoughts that we don't even hear that thought anymore. It just is created in an emotion that we experience. Some of those, in my experience, may take a little bit longer, but they definitely can be changed. I have 7 steps that I want to give you for helping this process. So first of all, we make a decision that we're going to notice our thoughts and emotions. And as soon as we do, whenever we do notice something we want to change, we invite the Holy Spirit in. So just a simple, dear Lord, I notice I have this thought or I notice I have this emotion. I'm going to invite you in to make this something that's going to align with your nature and the way you created my brain to work best. Then you choose to renew it. So I like to also, in choosing to renew it, you also marry that with step 4, which is to be kind to yourself. So, and that can be just simply like, oh, before I didn't realize I had negative thoughts that were giving me these emotions and actions and results that I didn't want. But now I do know, and I'm going to be my best friend. And along with the Holy Spirit, we're going to change it. So then in step 5, you decide on what the thought is. And we want to make that Bible tested and Jesus approved, agreeing with God's nature of love and compassion. So we give love and compassion in creating the new thought along with love and compassion for ourselves, realizing now we didn't know before, but now we do. We're going to change that. We decide on that thought. And then in step six, now I know this and I have decided to think this. And then I want you to picture it as well with the new emotion. And just allow that to be absorbed into your very nature of who you are and connect that new thought with your new emotion. Give it a little bit of time. So the next time when you have to redirect that same thought, you can easily do it. Now, in the biblical neuroplasticity method, we actually can do some things to disconnect that old thought if it's a really strong one, and there's steps for going through that, which I'm not going to go through that today. But just know if you have something that seems really strong and it needs just a little extra work, there's definitely ways to get that to cooperate with your new way of thinking a lot easier. So, and step seven is be patient with yourself as you build your new pathway and repeat the benefits of it. Take that moment, and it doesn't have to be a long moment, less than a minute. Take a little bit of time. Think about your new thought. Think about the new emotion it's going to bring and connect those two. And then be prepared that next time that same thought that was automated before comes up, remember, you already made the decision. So you don't have to go through all these steps again. You just need to be kind to yourself and say, oh yeah, that's right. That's my old way of thinking. I have a new way of thinking that I created with the Holy Spirit, and this is it. And then give it to yourself. And that is how you start to reprogram your subconscious. And not only that, you get the benefits of all the promises God says are yours. And we do it one thought at a time. Because remember, every emotion is rooted in that thought that produced it. And we get to, with the Holy Spirit's help, renew our mind, be kind to ourselves, be kind in our new thought, and then those situations can have a new thought that give us a new emotion, that those things repeated over time will give us a new belief that will automate a new action and give us a new result. God bless.
Hey, you made it to the end. I think we are godly girlfriends. Can I ask a favor of you? Can you leave me a review or 5 stars if you got a wonderful aha that's going to change your life? Also, I want to tell you about the Bibletations app. There, I share a lot of things that help automate God's word inside of us so we get the benefits of it. First of all, you get a daily prayer starter that's filled with a Bible verse with a power thought to say for that day. Also, there's Bibletations by subject matter. So anytime you're needing a little help and wondering what the scripture says, what the Bible tells you, you'll find it in that Bibletation. We have lots of them for you to choose from. There's so much more. Go check it out. And if we mention anything in this podcast, you can find them in the podcast notes. So take care until next time, my godly girlfriend.
Everything you hear on this podcast is to be used for educational purposes and never meant to replace professional help. God bless.